morning madhouse. Hour 98. No limit, Larry in your morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta beat the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. Independent, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gab the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shotty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shotty got the game on lock. Morning man house, don't stop, yeah.
Power 98 WPEG. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Man House, but right now it's just the man house. It's us. We here. It's Burpee. I say good morning. We here, baby. It's Friday. It's the weekend. I know everybody's ready for the weekend to pop off. I'm ready for the weekend to pop off. But y'all know I'm not in here by myself. I got my sister, my girl, for the ladies representing Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Miss Jessica. How you doing today?
I am feeling good, ready to do it, ready to attack the day. It's a Friday fun day.
No, you got
to
say it right. You got to say it right. It's a what?
Friday fun day.
It's a what?
Friday fun day.
That's right. It's a Friday fun day here in the madhouse right now. Out there in them Charlotte streets, it's 66 degrees with a high of 89. It's not going to be too hot, but it's going to be pretty warm out there today. No chance of storms today. It's not going to be raining, but all next week, y'all going to be wet. It's going to be storming, thundering, lightning. Everything that God can do with the weather is going to happen next week. But today, it's going to be a good day. Go get you some lunch. Go out and hang. Well, don't hang too much because the COVID is still out there. We don't want y'all to be out here in these streets acting a fool. Miss Jessica, how was your night?
My night was good. You know, around this time, normally we're out in L.A., for the BET Awards, which is going down this Sunday. They're going to be doing it virtually. It's going to be really dope. So we were hanging out in a virtual radio room yesterday, had an opportunity to chat with Bob Johnson, her, Tiana Taylor, of course, Wale was in the room, St. John came in the room, and of course, we had DaBaby. We ended it with him. So, really, really dope experience, different experience. Shout out to BET for putting that together. Our first interview was with Bob Johnson, and I was able to ask him a question. And my question was, out of all of the BET shows, you know, Bob Johnson is the founder.
Right.
What is your favorite BET show?
And what did he say?
Out of all of them. He said...
His favorite BET show? Oh, mm-hmm. Bob Johnson, a little ratchet. I'm going to say it was Uncut.
See, listen.
No.
I was waiting for him to say Uncut, but no, that wasn't it.
Oh, that wasn't it?
But it's just that funny. He said that his favorite show was Hits from the Streets.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Hits from the Streets?
Hits from the Street was Bob Johnson, is Bob Johnson's favorite all-time BET show.
Really?
Yeah.
I cannot see that.
He said he actually ran into Hit a couple of weeks ago at a restaurant, and they were, you know, laughing and joking about what Hit used to do and everything. Hit is definitely a show for the culture.
I remember that show. I used to love that show. I used to love the pranks that they played. I loved everything about it, man. And Hits from the Streets just kind of went away. It ain't had no season finale, no series finale, or nothing.
It just quietly went away. But it's the same thing. Sita just quietly went away.
Sita, she was so thick.
Really?
Huh?
Really?
What?
You and your virtual obsession.
She was, though.
Am a little concerning.
See, you know, I like a little ratchetness in my women. And Sita was so ratchet.
You know that she wasn't real, right?
Yeah, like, I know. No. She was a little cartoon or whatever. But if I imagined somebody to be the way I wanted them, I would want them to be like Sita.
And if I'm right, if I have my facts right, I'm not, don't quote me on this one, but But I believe that the voice for Sita was actually from Charlotte.
Really? I would have never thought that.
So.
I would have never guessed that ever in the history of life.
Maybe if not Charlotte, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go back and fact check that one. I remember that she does have some ties to North Carolina.
Hmm. I'm going to have to look that up now. You know, I'm the Googler. Yeah. I'm the Googler. I'm the fact checker. If you say something and I don't know 100%, I'm going to look it up, man. Y'all, we got an action-packed show for y'all today. I'm in the building. Miss Jessica's in the building. Butterfingers. DJ Butterfingers is here bright and early today, man. We're going to give y'all a special show today. But right now, we need to go ahead and get into some of that inspirational word by Pastor R.J. Davis.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your morning inspiration. Anytime you step out in faith and try something new, a voice within you will whisper, "You must be out of your mind. You can't do that." Or, "You're in over your head." It's a voice of fear, and it doesn't play fair. It pulls the foul of your past failures and preys on your deepest insecurities. But yet, there's another voice. That's God's voice. He says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God." Attuning your ear to God's voice doesn't mean that your problems automatically disappear, or that other voices fade away. No, it's like having a conversation with a close friend in a noisy, crowded place. There may be other voices around, but you don't hear them because you're focused on what your friend is saying. That's how God's voice is, whether he speaks to you through scripture, a friend, or even life circumstances. So today, take time to listen to the voice of God. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your morning inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Power 98.
Talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about
who? All right, your madhouse question of the day. Today we want to know, Miss Jessica, the girl next door, go ahead and tell these people what we're talking about today.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. All right. Our badass question of the day is, who is the best cusser?
The best cusser.
Yeah. Who at everybody? Who is, it could be a celebrity. It
okay.
could be a family member, whatever it is. Who is the best cusser?
That's what I was about to ask you. Are we talking celebrities? Are we talking about family members? What are we talking about?
Everybody.
Oh, you know, I got to go with my man. Everybody know who this is. Samuel L. Jackson is the best cusser of all time. Mm-hmm. Of all time. And you might not know all of his movies, but you know he going to cuss in every single one of his movies. Every single last one of them. Who you got, Miss Jess?
Me.
That's what you going with?
Me.
You going with yourself?
I pride myself on my use of profanity.
Wait, no.
And how well I can form a sentence and get you quite right.
You can't pride yourself on cussing. Jessica, that's not... I don't think
no,
that's...
No, I can, and I do.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. Well, if that's the case, I'm a great cusser. Hell, I cuss
along
like...
with me.
I cuss like a sailor.
You ain't better than me.
Now, that is probably a fact. That is a fact. I've heard you off air. Y'all should hear Jessica cuss off air. That's a whole different kind of cussing.
Along with me with this one.
Yeah, you, we won't case. Win? We won't win that one, Jeff?
Nope. Not at all.
I agree. This time right here, I agree with you, Miss Jessica, the girl next door. But I'm still going to go Samuel L. Jackson 1 and you 1B. Does that count?
I'll take it.
You take that one?
I'll take it.
Okay. I'm going there. And I'm like three. I'm like number three. I know some more people that cuss better than me. I just cuss a lot and at the wrong time.
He's a great co-cusser. I'll take him as a co-cusser.
Did you call that man a co-cusser, Jessica?
Mm-hmm. Me and Samuel L. Jackson, co-cussers.
Tell the people how they can...
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail 704-227-8078.
That's your madhouse question of the day.
Favorite news, quickie.
Y'all know this.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Miss Jessica, the girl next door, are you there?
I am.
You ready for that Nosy Neighbor News Quickie?
Ready for that Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Go ahead, girl.
Well, it is 6:22. It is time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. NASCAR has released the photo of the noose that was found in Bubba Wallace's garage at Talladega. And yep, it's a noose, NASCAR president Steve Phelps said. As you can see from the photo, the noose was real and was a concern of ours for Bubba. Phelps says that NASCAR went through all of the garages and found 11 that had pull down ropes tied in a knot and only one noose. And that was the one in Bubba's garage. NASCAR determined that the noose was not in the garage prior to October of 2019, but it was unable to determine who tied the rope in a noose and why. Bubba received a lot of backlash after the FBI made their findings public. So yeah, Bubba told y'all it was a noose, and looking at the picture, it was a noose. There it is. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
Power 98 WPEG was happening. It's Burpee. I'm here in the madhouse. I got my girl, my sister, my friend, Miss Jessica, the girl next door. She's here with me in the madhouse. What up, girl?
Hey, Bert.
How you feeling this morning?
We gonna make it.
Come on now.
We gonna make it.
We fall down. I played the right song this morning. We fall down. But we gonna get right back up, ain't it right?
We might stumble as we get up. We gonna get up.
But we gonna get up.
It might take us some time to get up, but we gonna get up. You gonna do this, Burp. You gonna run that board over there.
Listen,
okay, let's go.
I'm glad I ain't cussed, because we sure was talking about who the best cusser was of all time. That was your madhouse question of the day. It was, who was the best cusser of all time? And Ms. Jessica, I think you got the best answer of all time.
Yeah.
Who was your answer?
It's me.
It's you. You the best cusser.
It's me.
And I agree.
I learned from my aunt.
Your aunt?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your aunt?
My aunt Shell.
Oh, Lord. Aunt Shell. You done taught Jessica how to cuss. Out of the three of us, me, you, and Larry, you definitely are the best cusser out of all of us. I cuss a lot.
But that's not the question. The question is, who is the best cusser, period?
Yeah.
Opinion. Like, who do you think it is?
And so, you definitely win that. Tell these people how they can tell us who they think the best cusser of all time is.
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No Limit Larry, the morning madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Hey, Charlotte America, how y'all doing? Welcome.
Hey, man, listen, let me tell y'all something. This is what happens when you work a lot and you don't set your alarm. But I thought the day was Saturday. I woke up and the sun was shining, y'all. I'm talking about,
I don't want to hear all that, Larry.
Because
if I miss one time, if I'm late one time, you was all over me. If I miss one time.
Yeah, because you have a culmination of late. Like, yours would be, you'd be like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then I miss one time almost the 7th month out of the year.
That ain't the first time he did this year. What are you talking about? Madhouse question of the day, Larry. We wanted to know.
Who the best cusser? Samuel damn Jackson.
Jessica said she is.
Jessica's a great cusser.
I told her I agree with her.
I say Samuel Jackson and my aunt, Cecilia. My aunt Cecilia, a.k.a. Lil Black Mama. Boy, listen.
Wait a minute. What?
Yeah. Lil Black Mama. You know, Lil Black does have a mama.
Oh, you mean Lil Black's mother.
Yeah, huh?
I think that's a qualification. Like, good cussers are aunties.
Yeah, my aunt Cecilia. Oh, yeah, she always been a great cusser. And she talked like Bernie Mac when she cussed.
Somebody just sent me a message.
Good cussers are aunties.
Oh, you said Lil Black Mama, like your cousin Lil Black,
my cousin,
his mama.
Yeah,
I thought you were calling her. I thought her nickname was Lil Black Mama.
Oh, Lil Black Mama. Now, actually, her nickname is Pig.
Her nickname, Lil Black Mama.
The way he said it, that was incredible.
Yeah, my aunt Cecilia, a.k.a.
That's
Pig.
That's crazy. I got an aunt named Pig, too.
You do?
And her, I don't know why they call her Pig. Her real name is Inez.
Yeah, my aunt real name is Cecilia, but nah.
I went to school with a girl, and her nickname was Pig. Her real name is Karen.
All right. All right. 598 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Hey, I know who we left off the list, y'all, for who is the best cusser. It's hashtag MHQOTD, your Madhouse question of the day. And the voicemail already popping with them. People already leaving their messages as far as who is hashtag MHQOTD, the Madhouse question of the day, the best cusser. They already on there. You know who we left off the list, y'all?
Who?
Mr. Lee.
Mr. Lee?
Mr. Lee be cussing.
He don't cuss right.
He don't cuss right.
Nah, Mr. Lee is a pretty good cusser.
Mr. Lee is a pretty good cusser. And when you get on that ABC stove, the ladder stove, he go in. Ain't that right, Mr. Lee?
Hell to the no.
Mr. Lee don't cuss right. He said you a Bojangle human being. That ain't cussing.
No. No, Mr. Lee cuss now.
Mr. Lee, don't you be cussing.
No.
Yes, yes. I can't put him up no more. He might be cussing for real.
Because he's going to cuss. That's
why. But like I said, mine would be Samuel L. Jackson. Like if I got to pick an actor or somebody like that, I definitely would pick Samuel L. Jackson. Because him and Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis can cuss. Yeah, Bruce Willis.
Really?
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
You know who I thought of afterwards? Somebody sent me a message. I said Samuel L. Jackson, but I'm switching to Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac can cuss too.
Bernie Mac.
He was a good cusser.
He is a cusser.
It's an art form.
It's an art form.
The quantity really? Of cuss words.
Really?
Oh! I just thought
it's
of something.
It's about the inflection in your voice.
Yeah.
Which word you use to deliver the message. This is an art form.
It definitely is an art form.
Y'all get on my nerve.
It is. This is like anything else. Cussing is an art form.
It's a part of speech. It's like you got nouns, verbs, and you got cuss words.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it goes.
And you got to know how to use them.
Right. You got to know how and when to use them and what to use them for. Mm-hmm. And you know, just like comedy is art form, cussing is art form.
You can't just use a pronoun anywhere.
Yeah, everybody can't do it. Cussing is art form. And my homeboy Simmer just said Kevin Garnett. Kevin Garnett.
Kevin Garnett is a cusser.
He cussed everybody out on the basketball court.
Yeah, he will cuss it.
Yeah, I mean, not Kevin Garnett.
Larry, are you all right?
No, I'm not. My shoulder hurt. I just woke up and I'm trying to get myself together. Make sure y'all tap in on the Madhouse question of the day. Hit us on our Instagram page. I'm at I am No Limit Larry.
At Hey Miss Jessica.
And I am at I am Burpee. B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power
9. To the top 10, No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's time to let y'all shine. You know how it goes down, man. Somebody's doing something good and you just want to spread some positivity in the negative world. We want to hear it, man. Let them shine.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out here bossing. You know we gotta shine big flossing. Yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them. Shine.
Power 98. Good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
San Diego.
What's your daddy's name, baby?
Molly.
And what's your name?
Good morning. Who you trying to let shine, big dope?
Yeah, all level of my kids, man. We gotta let them shine.
Hold on, Larry. Before you hit that button.
Did you say 11?
What did you just say, sir?
Did you say 11?
I said 11. Yeah.
11?
You got 11 children?
Yeah. Two stepdaughters.
I bet you can't name them. And go.
Who can't name one?
You.
Go.
The Quadric. Nigel. Big A. Jaheim. Jameson. Kennedy.
That's six.
Haley, Denasia, that's them, and Rike, my daughter Rike.
That ain't but ten.
He left out somebody.
You left somebody off.
It's all good. You did good, big dog.
Shout
out to your 11 kids, big dog. Boy, listen. Boy, I hope you don't make that one. I think got the 10, you can't even pay child support no more.
Ain't no way in hell you can pay child support for 10 kids.
Can't nobody. He was struggling, bro. Burp, he was struggling.
Struggle ain't the word. He said, and them. Who is and them?
Woo! He got 10 out of them, though.
Does 10 count if he said in them?
He named 10 names. We was counting them, too. I was over here counting them. I was rooting for them. Whew, big dog. All right, Miss Jessica's on the way with your nosy neighbor news. It's dropping right around 7:24.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse. They get you going in the morning, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his shit. No cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, your Nosy Neighbor News is coming up next. Got some sad breaking news in the culture. Going to let you know about that.
Miss Jessica, what's up with that Nosy Neighbor News update?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I got some sad breaking news in the culture. Gonna let you know exactly what that is coming up in the Nosy Neighbor News. Got details about what's gonna happen at the 2020 BET Awards. Is going down virtually. I'm gonna let you know who's performing and what you can expect. And your girl B. Simone is trending again. Why is B. Simone back in the news?
B. Simone is back in the news because she has jumped off the baby as going after him, and now she's going after Burpee.
What? No, hell no. No, that's not in the news.
Okay. That's my answer.
I can tell y'all right now, that ain't it. That's
my answer.
B. Simone is in the news because she lied about lying in her book.
We'll find out what it is. I'ma let you know. Coming up next in the Nosy Neighbor News.
I wanna know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
This ain't no good.
What the hell is going on here?
Pick up the neighborhood.
What the hell is going on here?
The neighborhood.
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, June 26th. Got some breaking Nosy Neighbor News for you. We are sending up prayers for the family of Huey, the rapper most known for his hit Pop, Lock, and Drop It, was shot and killed overnight. More details are not available at this time, but as I get them in, I will be sure to let you know. Rest in peace to rapper Huey. The 2020 BET Awards will air this Sunday. During the ceremony, Timbaland, Swiss Beatz, and D-Nice will be honored. Beyonce will receive the Humanitarian Award. Nas, Rhapsody, YG, Roddy Rich, and DaBaby are just a few of the performers for the night. There will also be a special tribute for Kobe Bryant. Your host for the evening will be Amanda Seals. The 2020 BET Awards will air on Sunday night at 8 p.m. You can check out the virtual event as it will be simulcast on all Viacom CBS networks as well as BET and BET Her. Justin Bieber says that the two people that are accusing him of sexual assault are lying. The allegations are factually impossible, and he is fighting back. Bieber is suing the two women who go by the name of Danielle and Candy on social media for defamation after they claim that he sexually assaulted them back in 2014 and 2015. Justin says that he has the receipts, including pictures, to show that their allegations are outrageous, fabricated lies. He also goes on to say that Candy is a super fan that is desperate to meet him and desperate for fame. He is suing for more than $20 million in damages. B. Simone is trending again. Remember, she was accused of plagiarizing portions of her book, Baby Girl Manifest the Life You Want. Well, now she wants you to learn from her mistakes. She's hosting a free webinar for young entrepreneurs that will cover copyright infringement, finances, and law. In a lengthy post, she wrote that she never wanted business owners to make her mistakes, but instead learn from her lessons. People immediately hopped in the comments saying that perhaps she needed to take her own webinar instead of hosting it. Others teased And said that they worked a 9-to-5 job and they would be unable to attend. Y'all so petty. Why y'all so petty? Happy birthday to Ariana Grande. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica.
The neighborhood.
Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And y'all already know what time it is, man. It is time to hit the hottest hashtag on Instagram. You know what it is. Hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Mad. Are we mad?
Hashtag Larry Mad, you know the hottest hashtag on Instagram. That's what we call it, man. Shout out to everybody who follow the hashtag. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry. All right, Burpee, you know where we got to go, man. We got to travel down I-95 South. We're going to Florida for this one. You know it's always crazy stuff happening in the state of Florida, and today is no different. Police were called to a brawl outside of a strip club where they encountered several women and several guys having a fight. The guys scattered, and they found themselves trying to disperse a couple of women. Now, upon dispersing a couple of women, one was caught by the police, and she was they were trying to detain her. And as they were attempting to detain her, she was thrown to the ground. The police officer is seen with his knee on her neck. I'm going to say that again. The police officer is seen with his knee on her neck, all on video. And while his knee is on her neck, his partner is holding her arms and tasing her at the same time. Now, I know these damn police officers in Florida are not oblivious to the things that are going on in this nation right now. They can't be. Nobody in the world is oblivious to what is going on right here in America when it comes to police and police brutality. And as the officer is being recorded, another officer says to the person who is recording the video, "Hey, can you delete that video?" No, we can't delete the video. No, we can't delete the video.
Can I add a piece?
Go ahead, bro.
She was pregnant.
She was pregnant. I was getting to that. She was pregnant.
Oh, sorry.
And so the officer, like I said, they held her down, put his knee on her neck. He removed his knee from his neck, from her neck, as the other officer continuously to tase her. And then at the end, after everything was beginning to settle down, he go ask the person who was recording, "Hey, can you delete the video?" And they told him no. Hell no. The video, is out. The officer has been fired and arrested. Mm. Fired and arrested because, like Burpee said, the young lady was pregnant and it's sad to report that she lost a child. This kind of stuff is not going to be tolerated anywhere. And I'm glad that the police department down there in Florida decided to act quickly and arrest and fire the officers. That's what the report said anyway. Just sad, sad situation. Man, hit the hashtag. See what else I've been mad about. Damn shame. Hashtag Larry Mad. You know how we do it, Incognito Boss Friday. Boy, you got to feel good. High today is going to be 90. 69 degrees right now. Yes, it is. Incog, boy, you did your thing. You already know it's time to get Burpee. Stop!
Sometimes I had them thoughts.
Yes, sir. Today is Friday. Everybody's favorite day in the week. Larry, shots fired.
They shooting. Oh, shots fired.
Shots fired.
Fire ass up like a Glock 9.
Like a Glock 9.
If Burpee feel a type of way, yeah, we putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day.
You big dummy. They shooting.
Straight out the booth. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball.
Bow.
The ignis is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Ooh. Shots fired. That intro done got me even more hyped than what I already was. Let's go ahead and get straight into it.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
DJ Academics. It's all of, I don't like him, Larry. I don't like him. I don't like him. If trolling had a face, it would be him. He is a troll from under the bridge. That he's so much of a troll, he asked Justin Timberlake to make a soundtrack about what he be doing. He was on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
IG Live with Tekashi 6ix9ine sitting there talking about, oh yeah, Billboard and Snoop Dogg and all y'all can't talk about Tekashi 6ix9ine. You can't make fun of him because he already blah, 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 blah. DJ Academics, shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
I don't like him, Larry. Matter of fact, I'm going to keep talking about him because I don't like him.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
If Blackface had a face, it would be DJ Academic's face. That's how much I don't like him, Larry. He get on the last part of my nerves. He is the coon of all coons. I don't like him. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
He looked like that little kid that when he got home from school, he went up to his mom and was like, I hate it here. I don't even like it, Mom. That's what DJ Academic.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Next on the list, I'm starting to not feel bad, Larry, for these people catching COVID. Oh. I'm starting to not feel bad.
Oh,
because you know it's there. You know COVID is here. You know that it's real. You know that you need to stay at home. You know that you need to wear a mask. And y'all keep going out. It's like knowing that your lady got AIDS, but you still want to fool around with her. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
It ain't going to end well. It ain't going to end
they
well.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
I saw somebody put on Twitter, I can't smell and I can't taste. I don't know what's wrong. COVID, damn it. That's what's wrong. You went to the club, stupid. Shots fired.
Hold on, I'm going to the club this weekend.
Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Why don't you bring your COVID-ridden ass in here on Monday? That's what you're going to do.
I can take my dog.
No.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots
you're
going to
take 14 days off after doing that because COVID is going up. It's real. They still want to have tennis tournaments. They still playing soccer. They still doing all this stuff with the COVID all in the air. Nah, y'all ain't sticking no wooden stick all the way up in my brain because these idiots still want to go outside. Wear a mask. 5 o'clock today, it's required. Wear your mask. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
That's it.
And those the Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Yeah, what you thought?
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Take us everywhere.
Check us out on Facebook.
We're the plug. Power 98. Hey,
it's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, it is 8:21, time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. First, it was his baby mama. Now, Lil Duval's former friends and creative partners have filed a lawsuit against him for stealing his hit song, Smile. The two say that they all wrote the song together back in 2017, but Duval went behind their backs, re-recorded it to a different beat. And this isn't the first time that they're accusing him of this. They say that he did the same thing with the song, Drop It Off, and they want $150,000. We'll see how this one plays out. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
It is quick as trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
It's that Chloe and Halle do it. And damn, Lil Duval. Yeah, but when they say more money, more problems. But yeah. Make one hit song and everybody wants your money. Part of the game, WPG, Charlotte's Blue for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And y'all already know how it's going down. COVID. COVID-19 is amongst us. These numbers is growing. Governor Roy Cooper said mandatory for North Carolina to wear masks. So we had to call in our doctor friends, Rocky McGregor and, of course, Dr. Williams from Novant Health. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
See you here.
How y'all feeling this morning?
Doing well,
feeling
man.
Great feeling. Great, but just a little concerned about our community.
No doubt. So, Dr. Williams, we'll let you take this one early on. These numbers have increased tremendously here in Mecklenburg County and North Carolina. Do you agree with what Governor Roy Cooper is doing?
Oh, my goodness, Nolanda. First of all, thank you for having us on, and thank you for educating our communities. So I don't know if you remember, we were granted the opportunity to be on your show about a month ago, somewhere around the beginning of May, when there was discussion about opening up the city for phase two, and Novant Health put a stake in the ground and said, hey, you know what, if we're going to open up our communities, then it has to be done safely. So we began a Mask the City campaign over a month ago, where we began distributing free masks to our most vulnerable communities. And to date, we've distributed, if I'm not mistaken, Rocky, it's over 150,000 to our most vulnerable communities, but over 350,000 masks
right.
in general. So, and I'll let Rocky speak to the numbers and where we've kind of donated masks. But if your direct question is, do we support Governor Cooper's stance? We have supported it over a month ago, and we had concerns, and we still have concerns about our communities.
Mm-hmm. All right, so come.
Let me.
Go ahead, Jess.
Are we going to go to break, Larry?
Yeah, you're going to go to break.
Okay, we're going to go to break real quick. But coming back, I want to ask you, for the people that are saying, I can't wear a mask because of a medical reason or whatever, like, are those validated reasons? What's going on with that community? Because we're hearing so much about why people can't wear a mask.
All right, we come back. Doctors, we want y'all to answer that question. Charlotte's plug is Power 98.
Wake up every weekday morning from 5:30 till 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for...
Power98WJ Shot Plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. That's that Mulatto, Sweetie, and Trina. Chick from the South remix right there. And of course, we're talking about COVID-19, man. These numbers are staggering. As a matter of fact, I was just reading a report this morning that the United States alone had the highest single day of coronavirus cases in the history of coronavirus cases. And that dropped just yesterday. So, on the phone from Novant Health, we got Dr. Williams and Mr. McGregor from Novant Health, and they're talking to us this morning about these COVID-19 numbers and what can we do to stop the spread of COVID-19. If you don't know, Governor Roy Cooper has said wearing a mask in North Carolina is mandatory starting today at 5 o'clock. Right, guys?
That's right. Absolutely.
Go ahead, Rocky.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right, No Limit. So, look, we wanted to come on here and let everyone know that Novant Health stands ready in position to support our community with their needs associated with masks. And as you know, we've been doing this for well over a month.
And before we left off, Ms. Jessica, you had a question.
Yeah, so, you know, this has come down and there are a lot of people that are like, yes, cool. I've been wearing my mask. I have no problem wearing my mask. But you know, we got some folks out there that want to buck the system. Some people are saying, you know, I can't wear the mask due to a medical condition. And other people are saying the same thing and they just downright lying. They ain't got no medical condition at all. What is something that might legitimately prevent you from wearing a mask?
So thank you for that question, Jessica. So there are very few, very, very few things that prohibit an individual from wearing a mask, okay? So first and foremost, if you're 2 years old or younger, 2 years old or younger, there's no requirement to wear a mask because there can be some challenges with breathing for young kids. If you're over 2 years old, there's very little that will prevent you from wearing a mask, and there are very few medical conditions. Now, there are certain instances where individuals may feel that they have some challenges breathing and things of that nature, but the vast majority of the public should and can wear a mask. We have to understand that, Jessica, No Limit, that if I'm unhealthy, okay, for whatever reason, then you could potentially be unhealthy through spread of disease from me. So we have to protect each other. We have to look out for each other. And that's an important message throughout the community.
protect me, I protect you. Wear a mask. It's right. Free. We're giving them away free at Novant. You don't have to pay for anything, and it's quite effective. To that end, we've been distributing masks at specific locations throughout the community, and we can share those with you if you'd like.
Now,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Doc.
If I may, No Limit, it's Rocky. In the Charlotte area, we wanted to make everyone aware there are a number of sites across the community. Greer Heights Community is one of the center. Greer Heights Community Center is one of our locations. Movement School, where we're providing a mask. Camino Center, we're providing masks. Hill Charlotte, Ada Jenkins Center, and a number of other places. If we could just share with your listeners that if they go to community engagement at NH, Novant Health at NH.org, if they'll send us an email, we'll make sure to connect them with where they can get a mask.
And, you know, honestly, quite honestly, if you run up on me, I got plenty. So just, hey, No Limit, give me a mask. Okay. I got plenty.
Now, Docs, I'm one of the ones, I'm sick of these people that's catching the new cases of the COVID. They're getting on my nerves because they're out in public. They out at the beaches. Yeah. They out at the bars. They out, and they're just acting like that it is not a serious situation.
Yeah.
What else, other than wearing masks and staying at home, have they found out anything else that's helping to slow down, at least slow down the COVID?
Right. So those things that you just mentioned, right? So we all have to get behind this, all right? You have a platform. We have a platform. Okay, we have to collectively continue to share with the public the importance of wearing a mask, the importance of social distancing, the importance of hand hygiene. Those things are very, very simple, inexpensive, and very, very effective. Now, while we are all awaiting some high-tech solutions, such as a vaccine, which is important, and things of that nature, we can use the very effective low-tech solutions that we have at our disposal. And it really is about creating a groundswell of leadership across our community, right? So you have a platform to lead. We have a platform to lead. And together, if all of our voices collectively continue to say the same thing, hopefully it will penetrate our communities.
We've seen that up north, New York, Connecticut, those areas now are saying that if you are traveling to and from a hot spot, you have to automatically quarantine for 14 days. And they have listed those hotspots. And North Carolina and South Carolina are a part of that list that is a hotspot. Yeah. What does that mean? What does hotspot mean?
So that, this is Dr. Williams. So that personally was very hurtful because I'm originally from New York. I've been in Charlotte for about 25 years. But
you brought it down here. I'm just kidding.
Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan is my home. And so when I read that the other day, that was pretty hurtful. So essentially what they're saying is that the areas that they listed, North Carolina, South Carolina, I believe Arizona, and a few other places across the country, what they're saying in the New York area is, hey, your communities have not taken this seriously. And as such, you have significant spread throughout your communities. And we really don't want you to bring that spread up to our areas in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut area. And so, therefore, when you come into the state, okay, say if you're coming from North Carolina, traveling to New York, they highly suggest that you put yourself at your destination, in that destination, and stay in place for about 14 days so that if you have COVID-19, you're not bringing it to spread in the community again in the New York area. So that's what that means. And there have been a number of cities across the country that's done that. But this is the most recent one.
All right, we got to take a commercial break. We come back. We got more on COVID-19 right here in North Carolina, right here in Charlotte, America. You know, it's a mandate goes into effect today at 5:00. You must wear a mask in North Carolina. It's becoming mandatory today at 5:00. We come back. We got more questions and answers with Dr. McGregor and Dr. Williams. It's Power 98, Novant Health in the building.
Oh, okay. The only-
only hip hop morning show is
No Limit Larry.
No Limit Larry.
And the Morning Madhouse. Power 98.
Excuse
98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We're on with Dr. Williams and Mr. McGregor from Novant Health talking about these COVID-19 numbers here in Mecklenburg County, here in North Carolina, starting today at 5 o'clock. You will be required to wear that mask. If you're outside and you're going somewhere, you have to wear a mask. Mandatory starting today at 5 o'clock. So, Ms. Jessica, you said you had another question.
Yes, I wanted to ask you all about the antibody test. You know, a lot of people are going to go get those. I am actually interested in getting an antibody test, but I wanted to know more information about it. Once you get it, if it comes back and it does say that, you know, you do have the antibodies there present for COVID, does that mean that you cannot get COVID anymore?
Well, Jessica, Dr. Williams here, that was a great question, and that's a question that has been probably the most confusing and frustrating question in our community. So first and foremost, there is very, very limited role for antibody testing, very little role for antibody testing in terms of how it impacts our community. And let me explain why that is, okay? If one contracts COVID-19, okay? We do know, just like any other virus, you can develop antibodies. However, at this particular date and time, we do not know, when I say we, the medical and scientific community at this time, is not enough information. We do not know how long and to what degree you are immune to COVID-19 with antibodies. So what does that mean in layman's terminology, Jessica? If you got COVID-19 and you develop antibodies, at this particular time, we don't know if those what level of antibody is needed to make sure you're immune. That's number one. And number two, if you are immune, we don't know yet how long the immunity lasts. We do know that within the other group of coronaviruses, right? So this is a group of COVID-19 is in a group of viruses called coronaviruses. We are well aware that other coronaviruses, those who have immunity to other coronaviruses, will lose immunity after a couple of years. So that said, antibody testing doesn't give you a lot of information as to whether or not you're immune to the disease or not at this particular time.
So it's just all for nothing is what you're saying, doctor. They just out there throwing smoke out there.
Absolutely not. Antibody testing is important if you're looking right now at populations.
Okay.
So when the scientists and epidemiologists want to know, hey, what's going on in Mecklenburg County? What's going on in North Carolina, the state? Antibody testing does help give us an idea of how many people have been exposed. It gives us what we call epidemiologic data. But as it relates to the individual person, you can't draw any conclusions about other than, yes, I've been exposed. That's the only conclusion you can draw. Yes, I've been exposed. I had the coronavirus, and now I have some antibodies.
Okay, I got you.
Let me ask y'all a question. I would like for y'all to take us.
Not yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would like for y'all to take us into your world, because especially with both of you being in that field every day, what extra precautions do you all have to take now whenever you go into work?
Correct. So the healthcare workers on the front line, first of all, I just want to give a shout out to all the healthcare workers. That's first and foremost.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Secondly, our healthcare workers must wear what we call PPE, personal protective equipment, and that comes in a variety of shapes and styles and forms. So depending on what setting you're in. So in addition to masks, the medical grade N95 masks, we have face shields. We have full body covering, okay? We have our hair covering. We cover pretty much every part of our body as we are taking care of COVID-19 patients on ventilators and ICU and things of that nature. That's why it's so incredibly important that Novant, early on in this process, stocked up on PPE so that we are ready for any particular surge in volume that lands in our facility. But I will tell you, I will also tell you that I will continue to push for hand hygiene, masking, and social distancing because if you look across the country, our healthcare workers are working pretty much day in and day out, And we want to support our healthcare workers. We don't want to burn them out. We don't want to burn them out because we need our healthcare workers. So people, stay at home, social distancing, hand hygiene and masking, protect our frontline workers, protect our healthcare systems.
And Novant is going to be, well, you can get a mask from Novant if you need one, and they'll be doing some testing this weekend?
That's right. We're going to be, actually, it's Mecklenburg County that's doing the testing. They're doing testing exclusively around COVID, and that's going to be at the Valerie Woodard Center on Freedom Drive. They have afforded us an opportunity to be there with them to provide everyone with a free mask. So please come out either Saturday or Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. At the Valerie Woodard Center.
All right. Dr. Williams, Dr. McGregor, as always, we appreciate y'all coming to give the community all this information. We really appreciate y'all and appreciate Novant Health for everything that they're doing out here.
Appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Cuz. Thank you, Rocky.
Communicating to our community.
All right, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B is only one station keeping y'all in the know about what's going on with this COVID-19. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Power 98 WPD. Good morning, what's
this? Good morning. This is Shannon representing Baton, North Carolina. How y'all doing this morning?
We doing good. We doing good.
I'm ready. Bring on the questions. I'm ready.
All right. Well, I'm going to kick it off for you. You know how it goes. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. If you do not, we need a hood black card, all right?
All right.
I'm going to kick it off for you this morning. Name the two members of the group UGK.
UGK.
No.
She's trying to go. What you got for me, Jess?
I need you to name four of the side characters on the hit show, Martin.
Gina. Pam.
No. I'm sorry. The characters that Martin played.
Oh, the characters that Martin played. Oh, Jerome, Shanae, he played Martin himself, and
that's true.
The post office man.
Who?
Jerome.
You said Jerome.
Who I said? I said Jerome, Shanae, Martin, and his mama. What?
That's good. You took it forever, but you got them.
Hey, I got it.
You got them.
Okay.
Your third and final question. You get this correct, you win. You are Black Smart. If you don't, we getting that hood black card. What you got for it, Burpee?
A little madhouse trivia. There's someone who works here with us that taught one of us in dance class when we were younger. I repeat, there's someone here in this building that works with Jessica, Larry, and myself, that taught one of the three of us when we were younger in dance class. Which one of us did they teach? Me, Larry, or Jessica?
Jessica.
That is correct.
You got it. I don't know where this question came from, but you got it, baby. You got it.
That's the madhouse trivia there.
How did you get on Black
Smart?
Ain't we black?
But okay.
Okay.
Ain't we black?
All right. Go ahead, baby. You got the five shout-outs. What you got, baby?
I want to shout out my mom, Vicky. I want to shout out my brother, Junior, my sister, Corinne. And I want to send a happy birthday to my friend, Desiree, and to my best friend, Tamara. Just want to shout them out.
And give a shout-out to your favorite radio station.
Power 98 all day.
Power 98.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? This is Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, June 26th. We are sending up prayers for the family of Huey, the rapper most known for his hit Pop Lock and Drop It, was shot and killed overnight. Not a lot of details are available as to what happened, but we will keep you updated on this story.
Man, very, very sad story coming out of St. Louis. Man, RIP to Baby. They used to call him Baby Huey, then he just went to Huey. Ah, man, this is crazy. This is just another example of the violence that is
playing. All right, the 2020 BET Awards will air this Sunday during the ceremony. Timbaland, Swiss Beats, and D-Nice will be honored. Beyonce will receive the Humanitarian Award. Nas, Rhapsody, YG, Roddy Ricch, DaBaby are just a few of the performers for the night. There'll also be a special tribute to Kobe Bryant. Your host will be Amanda Seales, and it will air on Sunday night at 8 p.m. You can check out the virtual event as it simulcasts on all Viacom CBS networks as well as BET and BETR. Justin Bieber says that two people that are accusing him of sexually assaulting him are lying and the allegations are factually impossible. He says he is fighting back. Justin Bieber is suing the two women. He goes on to he's suing the two women. They go by Danielle and Candy on social media. He's suing them for defamation after he claims that they sexually assault, that he sexually assaulted them back in 2014 and 2015. Justin says that he has the receipts, including pictures, to show that the allegations are outrageous and fabricated lies. He also goes on to say that Candy is a super fan, that is desperate to meet him and desperate for fame. He is suing for more than $20 million in damages.
Dang, Justin Bieber, man, you know they go, you know, once, you know, you get to a certain plateau, they're going to try to come after your money. I'm glad that Justin is countersuing in this case so people can stop it. You know what I mean? You gotta stop people when they trying to take your money.
B. Simone is trending again. Remember, she's accused of plagiarizing portions of her book. Well, now she wants you to learn from her mistakes. She is hosting a free webinar for young entrepreneurs that will cover copyright infringement, finances, and law. In a lengthy post, she wrote that she never wanted business owners to make her mistake, but instead learn from her lessons. People immediately hopped in the comments saying that perhaps she needs to take her own webinar. And others teased that and they work a 9-to-5 job, so they won't be able to attend.
First of all.
Yeah, she done played.
Stop. Some things you just got to leave alone.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Well enough alone.
You're trying to capitalize off of you messing up, and you're trying to capitalize off of it. That's all that is.
Right.
It's free, but
at the same time, it's like, okay, I don't know how much I believe you telling me what. How not to plagiarize or not to lie when you didn't even know that you did it.
I definitely would. If she the one that got caught, she is an expert in this.
Nah.
I would definitely believe her. I want to know what mistake she made and where she got caught so I don't make the same one.
How about you write your own stuff and you ain't got to worry about it?
If it said how to lie and make money, then I take the webinar.
Exactly.
No, I wouldn't, cause she didn't do it.
Yes,
she got caught.
She knew.
Definitely not take that webinar from her. Happy birthday to Ariana Grande. I miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Only man I fear.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at you, folks.
What do you have to say?
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Little mix up this morning, you know what I mean? Play up, mess up. But here it is, man. Your Madhouse question of the day. What was it today, Miss Jessica?
Today we want to know, who is the best cusser?
Who
could be
is
a family member, a friend,
cusser,
or a celebrity?
Yeah, so my sister agreed with me, and she said Samuel L. Jackson. Definitely said Samuel L. Jackson. Shout out to Deborah Coverson. She said Samuel L. Jackson as well. Milo said, my students when they think I'm not listening to them in the hallway. And shout out to I Am Lizette said Cardi B. Cardi B is a good cusser. Cardi B is a good cusser.
Let's see. Eastside Joe says her grandmother. Just Chris 1225 said Robin Harris, Richard Pryor. Hurricane B said Bernie Mac. Windsong Trail says Richard Pryor.
Who?
And Bucho the Polo Man says Samuel Jackson, Richard Pryor, Bernie Mac, Red Fox, and me.
Somebody called in.
I got a lot of Red Foxes on my Facebook page.
Red Fox was a good customer. Somebody called in and said Robin Harris.
I got your main man Mike says Sam Jackson and Eddie Murphy. Eddie was a good cusser. Still is. He cusses every other word.
You know who a good cusser?
I got Paul Mooney. Meek 2020 said Paul Mooney. Redbone 828 said her grandma. Charlie Murphy was said by the Davidsons. And Toscani Mom said Dave Chappelle. He's so smooth with it, just slips it.
Yeah.
Slipping
yeah.
in like it's not.
I got a Dave Chappelle as well.
Dave Chappelle is a good cusser. He's a great cusser.
Yeah.
You know who else a good cusser that I didn't nobody put on the list?
Who?
My big dog, my big homie, Touche Jeff McGinnis.
Boy, listen. When he be out there coaching, boy, I'll be over there dying there.
Boy, my homie, Touche Jeff McGinnis, when he be coaching, oh, yeah, that boy's
don't
a good cuss.
Don't do my dog like that. Don't do my dog like that.
I got one question.
Huh?
Where's the lie? Where is the lie?
We talk about that off air, man. Don't tell people.
He listening this morning. Touche know that boy. That boy know he can cuss. Hey, man, you know the Madhouse voicemail is always open. 704-227-8780.
Yeah. I believe the best cuss-up actress was Dynamite, the Black Dynamite. I forgot his real name. I believe. So my favorite cusser is probably DC Young Fly. He be coming off the wall with the most crazy stuff.
This is Mr. What the Hell. Boy, the question of the top. Who the best copper? It's a three-way tie for first place between Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door, me, myself, and I, Moore, and my main man, Richard Pryor. But I got two honorable mentions. One, Billy Davis, a.k.a. Wild Bill. Can't nobody say, Moore, you know what, like that boy there. And my boy Sam Presley, a.k.a. Sam I Am. Sam hit you with that. That's some bullshit. When he say that, he mean that thing. And no limit. Most men have a starting five for a basketball team and maybe one sub. But that boy called in today and a damn starting lineup for a football team. God. Boy, we know the senior ought to leave it in that club. Boy, if you're listening, you better come on over to the Pull It Out Club. God. And boy, what happened in Florida? That's in the words of my homeboy Sam. That's a bullshit. Ying damn me.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
Coming up inside the Madhouse, we're going to roll call as Power 98.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by Hendrick Auto. Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.